the Drive Time with Dave Glover on Northumberland 89.7.
All righty, and welcome back. Our guest in the studio is Carl Vomdorf. Actually, I said Van Dorf earlier. It's Vomdorf. He's running for town council. Welcome to the show, Carl.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in here. I didn't even realize I knew him, but yeah, it turns out Carl and I used to jam together.
Yes, we did.
Back in the day.
Back when he had the coffee shop.
That's it. That's it. He was one of our regular nighttime guests. I know you have the first kick at the can here, Rob. Mm.
Thank you so much, Dave. Carl, let's start off by introducing yourself to our audience. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Carl Vomdorf. It often gets mispronounced. So if you see my election signs around town, they just say, like, Carl. Part of the reason for that is because of that, the mispronunciation. And also it's kind of like an election strategy, you know. I was called the mystery man by Ben Bird because I have a low profile in town. I guess maybe I'm one of the lesser known people in town, but I was born here. I was raised here. I went to school here and I've lived most of my life here. So I have a small business. I do website design. I do IT consulting and I went to school at Carleton University for biology. So I have a science degree and it's a little bit about me.
Why is it you decided to throw your hat in the ring this time around? You say you're born here, raised here, spent most of your life here.
Yeah. Well, the last 4 or 5 years I was living in Germany, actually, in Europe. And I got married about a year and a half ago and I'm recently divorced. And when I was living in Germany, I just realized how much I missed Coburg, how beautiful it was. Like, I still owned my property in Coburg. And I just love the town. And it's in Europe, in Germany, there's a word, it's called Heimat, and that means it's the place where you're born. It's all your experiences and everything. It's just, I love Coburg.
How do you feel as though you can make Coburg better, or is that what you're running for council, and to make it better, or to make it the same as it all has always been?
You know what? In the summer, I think it was in May, I went by Victoria Hall because we had guests, and there was this big sign there, and it said, do you want to become a counselor? Here's all the information. And I just stood there, and I looked at it, and I said, you know what? That's a really good idea. Why don't I look into that and see if it's something I could do?
So what are you bringing to the table that others don't have?
I have a lot of ideas, and one of them, when I was looking at the waterfront district plan, I think one of the big issues in town is, how is this going to get paid for? Because it's like a $1 million average per year platform, and how is it going to be paid for, right? So the things that I was looking at is the fees at the harbor, and per slip, I think, I've compared now five cities. Toronto, the cheapest slips they have, these are seasonal slips from May to October, is $87, $87 to $104. Kingston is $77.89. Whitby is $66. And Coburg is at $60. So I think right away there we could save, or we could increase the fees by 10%.
How would you do that? Because you're comparing, are you really comparing apples and apples or apples and oranges?
Apples and oranges. Like, I think I averaged out the slip fees.
Okay, so why is that such an important issue to you about slip fees? Because there's a lot of talk around the harbor and what's going on in the harbor and what should be done.
Yeah.
We have a master plan that has been put. There's a lot of public consultation. What are you bringing to the table that's so different and so unique that you think is going to help unravel this Gordian knot that has been created for so many years?
Well, the one big issue, I think, is the expansion of the marina, like the proposed expansion. And I went and talked to the head of the Coburg Kayak and Dragon Boat Club, and their big qualm with it is if there's going to be more slips there, it'll cut into their real estate, and they need that real estate to do their sport activities, right? And so I think that was a big issue. And I see as a problem.
What about the commercial aspects that are being proposed with the West Harbor plan? Do you support commercial enterprises down in that area, and in particular where the trailer park is?
I support commercialization of it and actually monetization of it because the money has to come from somewhere. And one really neat idea that I thought was when you're in Europe, you see the washrooms there, right? That was one of the things that everybody's complaining about. There's no washrooms at the beach. Well, there is washrooms, but we need more, right? And when you go to Europe and you go to use a public washroom, it's always you need to pay for it. And one of the really neat ideas I think they have there is, like, it's a luxury. It's like a vending machine. You put money in and you can go to the washroom, right? It's like this little round structure that's climatized. You put money in, it's timed, 10 minutes, you get your freedom to go to the washroom. So imagine you're a female in the summer, like you go to the beach and you see how busy it is there. There's a lineup of 50 females waiting to get into the bathroom. Now let me ask you, if you were a female and you wanted to get into the bathroom, would you rather pay a dollar or would you rather wait in the line? So I think ideas like this would be a wonderful idea for the community. And also, there's a company called, Astral Outdoor Advertising, and it's owned by Bell Media. And what they do in Toronto, and I'm not sure if it's in other cities, but you see advertising on these washrooms, and you see them on bus shelters. And I think that's something, an idea that Coburg could use to monetize the harbor and to get more money into the public coffers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of the concern for people with regards to the harbor is that it's been allowed to sort of waste away. I mean, we've got the pier there that's not usable right now because it's been...
Well, yeah,
the exactly. work on that was kicked down the road for a generation. One of the concerns with the harbor was that it was mismanaged. There was some complaints. This was from the previous council that there was mismanagement there, that the money that was supposed to be used to maintain the harbor was actually being used by other departments.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that you would be looking at as a councillor then? Would you be saying, well, wait a second, if we are supposed to be driving revenue to the marina with the revenue from the marina to maintain it,
yes.
why is that money not being used for that?
It is something I was looking at. One thing that I think is really underused, well, from my research, is grant funding at the provincial and federal level. And I was looking at the Small Infrastructure Fund. And when the CCC was built, Coburg was awarded something like $8 million to fund that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, in the past 12 years, I think, no, maybe more, 15 years, there was only 7 projects that got grants from the Small Infrastructure Fund. Another thing is the Ontario Trillium benefit, and that's for accessibility mostly,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of other things. There was only one grant funded in the last 7 years. And then there's the Farm Credit Canada Fund. Port Hope just got funding for, I think it was one of their parks to put gates in for $10,000. Mm-hmm. It's never been used by the town of Coburg. So one of my suggestions would be to have a grant steering committee that would look at all these capital expenditure programs in Coburg and see which funding programs would apply for the town of Coburg, and then to have this committee help analyze them and help write applications to it.
So it sounds to me like you think there should be a specific committee then just to monitor grants and see what's available.
I do,
see
because
what money's out there.
I do, because I don't think it's being very efficient.
Okay, well, I think that's probably reasonable. One of the questions we didn't get to with Suzanne Seguin is the housing issue, the
yes.
issue of affordability. We had Christina Nairn in here a couple of weeks ago talking about the average price of a rental in this community.
Yes.
And let's be honest with ourselves. I think, and again, this is not just my opinion, that we seem to be pricing certain people out of the market. We seem to have an idea of the town, of the kind of people we'd like to have in this town. And if we keep the prices a little higher, then we'll be able to keep the people in that we like, and the people that we don't necessarily want here would not be. But what that has done is led to a crisis in housing. Now, we know that Transition House is going to be reopening soon, but that is one shelter, and so far it's the only shelter at the county level. What do we do about affordability? What do we do about lack of access? Are you in favor of allowing things like rooming houses, for instance, legal rooming houses? What would you do to help lessen the burden for folks who are spending, in some cases, as much as 80% of their income on just a roof over their head?
Yeah, I know it's a big problem. It's not just in Coburg, but it's all over Ontario. And I believe Coburg has a vacancy rate of 0.3%, right? So I know I put this as part of my platform on my website, but I was just speaking with the Northumberland Affordable Housing Committee because I wanted to get their input on it. And my platform isn't fully developed yet, and I'm still, I can't answer this question 100% or properly yet. But one thing I did look at, and what I thought was a really neat idea, is home sharing. So that's the idea where you have elderly women that are single over the age of 55 mm-hmm. sharing their home with single females that are younger that can't afford a home. And I think that's a really neat idea and something that could be better promoted in Coburg.
I know that accessibility is another issue that's close to you. You mentioned it in your website. Can you talk a bit about what you hope to achieve in the area of accessibility? And you mentioned on a special map as well.
Yes.
So can you talk about both those things for us?
Yes. Well, let's talk about the map. I believe that we should use what tools are already available and don't cost anything or are not more expensive to the town. And a really neat website is called wheelmap.org. It's not just a website, but you can also get an app for Android. You can get it for iPhone. And basically what it is, it's like a wiki, you know, like Wikipedia. Anyone can go to it and add an accessible place or a non-accessible place. They can take pictures of it. They can comment on it. So you just go to their website. Anyone can do it. And I think it's something the town should promote and the accessibility committee could use to list which buildings in Coburg are accessible and which aren't.
Would you describe Coburg as a very accessible town?
I would, yes.
And so what would you like to do then? Why is it an issue for you and what are you trying to improve?
I wouldn't say it's... one thing that I worked on in the past weeks was talking with the LCBO actually in Gore's Landing. They have a vendor there. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's Canada Post and the LCBO in this little corner store. I forget what road it's on. But I was looking at it, and it was totally inaccessible. So I wrote them, and I complained about it. And eventually I came to the Accessibility Committee in Gore's Landing, and they said, well, legally, there's nothing you can do anymore, even though we have the Accessibility Act, because they're renting the place. There's nothing, their hands are tied. There's nothing really they could do, despite the act and everything. But anyways, I kept lobbying the LCBO and Canada Post because they were sharing the place. And eventually, after about 100 emails, finally Canada Post gave way and said, you know, because of all your emails and what you've done, we've had the area assessed and we're going to improve the accessibility of it. And I actually did the same thing with the LCBO in Coburg, right behind Victoria Hall, because I couldn't get into it. I basically, for lack of a better word, complained about it. And after a long time again, the accessible door openers were put in there too. So I do a lot of
advocacy
on by myself.
Right. I remember when I was a business owner, that they really made a point of telling us, look, accessibility is law in the
yes.
province of Ontario.
Yes.
So how is it that businesses can get around that law? I mean, it is the law. You have to be made accessible. How do people get around that then, Carl?
Yeah, I'm at a loss for words myself, and I've actually read a lot of articles on it and said the law is there, but it's kind of dubious. It's hard to implement. You know, you have to take people to court to if you really want it. So
right. Well, I mean, you're a person who requires accessibility. You're a person
yes.
who needs to have accessible entrances and doorways.
Yes, but I'll tell you one thing. Canada is like a paradise for wheelchair users in the world. And I've traveled a lot. I've been to the Caribbean. I've been, well, the States is comparable. But in Europe, you would think a country like Germany, one of the richest countries in the world, would be very accessible. But it's not. It's a disaster there. And Coburg and Canada should be very proud to how accessible they are.
Well, I guess we're going to be very close to a break. Why should someone consider Carl Avam Dorf then for council? Why are, you know, what is it about you that makes you the choice?
I think I'm a fighter, and I do what I say, and I'm not afraid to back down. And in a lot of cases, I've had to burn bridges just to get what's right. And I think I fight for accountability, and I'm an honest person, I'm an educated person, and I try and do things professionally. I know when you look at my website, I try and write a couple articles, you know, like at least three or four a week to keep people interested, to keep people motivated. And so those are some of the reasons. I've also had a lot of personal struggles in life that I think help a lot.
Well, on that note, we're going to take our only break of this current half hour. We'll be right back with a wrap-up with Carl Von Dorf. He is running for council in the town of Coburg. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Lane with What's Happening This Week. Friday, the Northumberland Studio Tour opening night, a dinner and show at the Table Plus Loft at 59 Walton Street, featuring musician Cale Crow from 6:30 till 10 p.m. Friends of Fiddlers at the Green Live Concert at the Loft in Coburg, 201 Division Street from 7:30 till 10 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, the Northumberland Hills Studio Tour from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Saturday, Twice as Nice Consignment Shop in Coburg has a fundraiser for K9 Crusaders. Saturday, Coburg Sweetheart Celebration, Marie Dressler at Victoria Hall Art Gallery from 11 a.m. till 11 p.m. Sunday, the Sweetwater Country Music Series at Victoria Hall from 2 p.m. till 4:30 p.m. The Blue Night Live Jazz Series at the Loft from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. Don't forget Tuesday, Radio Bingo at Northumberland 89.7 at 6 p.m. For information, you can call 905-372-2391.
Northumberland 89.7 is your source for local news and interviews with people in our community. Listen throughout the day and check out our complete programming schedule at northumberland897.ca.
Why not come out and enjoy a fabulous movie-going experience at the Rainbow Cinemas?
Playing now through September the 6th, Alpha rated PG, Crazy Rich Asians rated PG, Incredibles 2 rated PG, and The Happy Time Murders rated 14A.
Rainbow Cinemas are in the Northumberland Mall, 1111 Elgin Street West in Coburg. For showtimes, call 905-372-2444 or visit rainbowcinemas.ca.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Heather.
We own All Creatures Great and Small,
your natural pet care specialist since 2000.
Is your dog itchy?
Like keep you up at night itchy?
Is she so smelly that you don't even want to be in the same room?
You know, that dirty feet kind of smell?
We can help. Getting rid of the itch and stink is our specialty.
For a dog you'll want to hug, come see us.
All Creatures Great and Small, your raw food experts.
7 days a week in downtown Coburg.
And don't forget, like us on Facebook.
Northumberland 89.7 is a not-for-profit, volunteer-run radio station. We are proud of the unique service we provide to this community. If you enjoy our programming and would like to help us continue as truly local radio, you can contribute through our website. Just click on the donate button at northumberland897.ca.
Alrighty, and welcome back. Our guest in the studio is Carl Von Dorf. He is running for council here in the town of Coburg. You had a question, Rob. I know you did.
Yeah, but before I ask that, Carl just mentioned that he had a crazy, stupid idea, and I'm curious to hear what it is.
You always hear people complaining about the tourists coming to Coburg and all the garbage that they leave here. I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if there was a spiral wishing well on the beach? Do you know what those are?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a cylinder, and people throw their change in, and kids particularly, they love them. They see their change flow around there. So if we had one of those where a sign that said, "Did you enjoy your free stay at Coburg Beach? Consider donating your change." I mean, I think a couple thousand dollars could be raised from it in the summer months, and perhaps that could be used to getting rid of the waste.
So there you go. There's your idea.
Yeah. I thought that was a great idea, to be honest with you.
So I wanted to ask, on your website, you mentioned that you've been to a meeting with the Coburg Taxpayers Association.
Yes.
What was the takeaways that you had from that encounter?
Oh, the takeaways were, one thing I think that is on everybody's mind is this question and answer at the end of the committee meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's something that should happen. I'd be in favor of it. It keeps the council in check, and I think it's a great idea. The town of Port Hope does it, so why can't we?
So one of the things that comes out of that is that maybe certain people or certain groups get to dominate the agenda, and they weren't elected, and they suddenly come forward, and they've got all these questions that they want to have answered.
Yes.
And it's not particularly democratic. How do you avoid that kind of thing happening with it. It's a universal experience and not one that's narrowed or just people that can come up and rail away.
Well, I think the whole point of the question and answer is to try and keep it informal so that anybody can ask questions. But if you mention that, then perhaps there would have to be pre-taken questions that I know about that would kind of take away from the spirit of it. But I don't know. It would have to come to the public.
We already have a process like that. I mean, if you want to, you can be added to the agenda at the end. If you have a question for council and you want to make a presentation,
you have to do that
delegation before, but they got to know before the Friday at 4 o'clock of the week before.
Yeah.
So if council's meetings are on Monday, then they got to know by 4 o'clock on Friday.
I mean, how do they do it in real politics? I mean, you stick your hand up, and someone points a finger, mm-hmm. and that's the question that gets answered. I don't know what the best solution to that is.
One of the things that you talk about also on your website is about listening, and I'm just wondering, do you not think that politicians are listening in Coburg?
It's hard to answer. I think they try to, yes.
So then what's going to be different then? Why do you bring that up, and why is that something that's important to you?
I think if I were elected, something I would do is write a personal blog, and it would explain my decisions on what I voted on in council, and I think that would be a very interesting idea.
So you would encourage other councillors then to be, I hate using the word proactive, but to be proactive when it came to how their decision-making process works?
Yes.
All right. And the other thing, too, is in your biography, you talk about a lot of the things that you do. And one of the things you said was you're a very active volunteer. But when I read through, I didn't see anything specific.
Okay.
Can you maybe elaborate upon what voluntary activities, because you've won awards at this, and so talk about that and then talk about the activities.
Okay. Well, one of the things, when I grew up, I was a member of the German club, actually, in Oshawa, and for 10 years I voluntarily took care of their website and to a lesser extent their newsletter. So I got a lot of learning experience through that. You know, it's a nonprofit corporation. Another one is I was a member of the board of directors at a condo. Well, the condo where I live was a secretary there, so I learned corporate governance there. Another thing I did was also it's a little complicated. There's an operating system called Haiku. You know, an operating system is like Windows or Mac or Android. And there was one about 20 years ago that was on the cusp of being something very revolutionary called BOS. And basically, it folded, and there was an open source initiative called Haiku that tried to build from the source code ground up, and it's actually almost going to be released almost after 20 years. And I spent a lot of time supporting this initiative and raising tens of thousands of dollars for that. So those are four or five things that I did.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. Our guest has been Carl Vom Dorf. What is your website, Carl, so people can go to it?
It's votecarl.ca. Oh, can I add one more thing?
Please do, yeah.
I'm going to be campaigning in the next while, and if you see a guy in a wheelchair come to your house, I can't climb the stairs to get up, so by all means, please don't be afraid and come out and talk to me. I'll be having someone with me to help me, but I might go on my own too, so...
Okay, so we look forward to see you rolling around town.
I hope so.
There you go. So Carl Vom Dorf is running for council. Suzanne Seguin, she is running for deputy mayor. Yeah, you can get her at Suzanne for Deputy Mayor is her website. Thanks to Carl, and thanks to Suzanne, and thanks to Rob Washburn, our community producer. We're going to take you out and remind our listeners that we don't write the world at Truly Local Radio, but we bring it to you each and every day. And listen, folks, I don't have the answers. I never claim to. But I will help you think. Here's Madman's Angel.
I've seen the city lights that shine so bright, you lose all sense of time. I've wandered ancient lands with castles grand just to see what I could find. But never have I found such peace, no matter where I roam, in the green hills of Northumberland. place that I call home. The way the waves fall on the sandy beach, the boardwalk full of smiles, the shades of green along the countryside, the hills go on for miles. And everyone you come upon will smile and say good day. You're in the green hills of Northumberland, and you're gonna wanna stay. The market bustling with artist wares, and the farmers bring the best. The smell of fresh baked bread flows through the air, and I'm feeling truly blessed. And the music blows throughout the land like nowhere that I'd know. Through the green hills of Northumberland, the place that is my home. Place that I call home.